Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Generic Live Show. This is the Generic Live Show, episode number 4 for March 21st, 2014. I'm Dale Campbell, delivering your daily dose of genericness from around Australia and the world. Yeah, we're back. This is the Friday edition of the show here. Delivering yet another quality hip program for you. I am Dale Campbell. Yeah, I've already said that. Yep, we've got a few headlines, actually. We've got 5 headlines for you and a discussion point where we're actually talking about the key events from this Malaysian Airlines MH370 that will kind of sum up the week in developments that that has had. But for now, let's have a look at these headlines. An update on the story that we reported on yesterday. The Courier Mail reports that the mother and Korea defended her son, saying the computer whiz was capable of the cyber crimes, but did not commit them. His mother, who is known to be known as Leah, said her son had more computer hacking knowledge than Queensland best cyber detective. The mother of two and Asperger syndrome had stopped going to school in year 4 because the education system did not want him. Oh, and her son had Asperger's syndrome. Since then, he has stayed home teaching himself about computers. Quote, what the police are saying is not correct. He's not guilty of the charges he's being accused of, she said. Shane's capable, but then the information he had and accessed was freely available on the internet. Someone else has already thrown the database out there. The cat and mouse story on who did it continues. Meanwhile, the ABC reports that police in India are calling on the National Gallery of Australia to return a 900-year-old bronze statue to India so they can use it as evidence in a trial against a man U.S. authorities describes as one of the most prolific artist smugglers in the world. India want their painting, and they want it now. New York art dealer Sabish Kapoor is accused of orchestrating raids on 2 ancient temples in the South Indian state of Tamil Nadu and looting millions of dollars worth of artifacts. He has been in custody in Chennai for a year and a half after he extradited from Germany. Tamil Nadu police believe one of the statues was stolen, a bronze dancing shalva, on display in the National Gallery of Australia. The gallery purchased the statue from Mr. Kapoor in 2008 for $5 million. Australia, just give back the painting. I don't see what's the big deal. The painting chase continues. That might be. That's today's show title, by the way. As I move my microphone. The painting chase continues. We have a show title. Or the painting case. The painting chase continues. All right, there we go. Medcash. The Sydney Morning Herald says the powerhouse behind AGA will reduce its dividend payment to fund almost $700 million of capital investment over the next 5 years as it embarks on a transformation plan aimed at securing the future of the grocery wholesaler and independent retails in face of increased competition from Coles and Woolworths. That wasn't a long enough sentence. The next one's even worse. Releasing long-awaited details of a plan on Friday, Chief Executive Ian Morris said the strategy would underpin long-term sustainable growth for Metcash and its company by growing sales and improving efficiency. Investors wasted little time in the dumping the stock in early trade. Shares with a quick 12 were off a quick 12.6% at $2.79, more than 3.5 million shares done in the opening few minutes. Mr. Morris says Metcash is no longer rely on cost-cutting to boost margins and profits and plans to reignite sales growth in the food and grocery channel through six levers. The Herald Sun thoughts on a Fox Sports article which got inspired by a Long Beach Press Telegraph article saying that the Dodgers, because nobody plays baseball, has developed are using technology developed by astronauts aboard the International Space Station to help them cope with their adventures either side of the dateline. They've also been fitted with special wristbands to monitor their sleep and relay data back to team management. The Dodgers have been using the technology to develop four astronauts on the International Space Station to help adapt to a time zone 18 hours away, said J.P. Hornster, wrote in the Long Beach Press Telegraph. Quote, if the players seem slightly less tired than their opponents during the first two games of the season, science deserves partial credit. Quote, a set of two LED light bulbs given to the players on Saturday, the day before the team flew to Sydney, Australia. One bulb tricks the player into your thinking, seeing daylight, while the other is thinking it's nighttime. Yay for brain confusion. Because that's not a mean thing to do to, you know, poor football players at all. And that, my good friends, was Dale trying to find his clip. That was a look at the headlines. Now to more serious topics of the day. Serious topics of the day? The key events happened in the Malaysia Airlines flight M70. This is an interactive timeline. We do have to kind of click to find our way through here. Excuse me. 239 passengers depart as well. Two Orions were on board, traveling with Austrian and Indian passports as well. That was found out on March 8th at 12:41. This is local Australian time. Authorities lose contact with the plane at 107. Actually, this is local time because it says 4:07 Australian Eastern Standard Time. The flight was due to land at in Beijing at 6:30 a.m. on March 8th. The first statement was made to the public at 7:24 March 8th. The U.S. joins the search to try and help find the plane. That is at 7:37 on the 9th. Theories started to emerge Of course, as with any disaster, by the way, I just want to put that out there. As with any disaster that's going to happen, of course, people are going to come up with theories. Just want to put that out there. That happened at 10:47, as well. Possible terror links were investigated in the afternoon of the March of the 9th. The passport owners of the were identified. Australia joined the search on the night of the 9th. Possible debris was reported on the 10th. Stories start coming out as well. About the horribleness of the plane. Oil sticks and debris dismissed. So there actually no debris was found. There was a life raft that was sighted at March 10th at 10:30 p.m. Stolen passport user identified. The search widens to include. Actually, we'll get to that. Terror probe landed. Malaysia launches. So they will have been. Yeah, they have landed. Asylum seeker ID'd as a passport user. Search widens again to 185 kilometers. Satellites are now joining the search. China finds floating objects. Authorities defend the missing plane's safety. Pilots come under scrutiny. Officials release more info about on the flight signals. Search spans the Indian Ocean. US reveal new piracy theory. Not that that's got anything to do with anything. Malaysian PM holds a press conference. Police search pilot's home. The RAF shift search focus. Abbott rules out the flight was even near Australia. Research shows 394 runways in range. Last message to attributed to co-pilot. All right, good night. Is that all the phrase? The message from the cockpit came out. Thomas, two of the plane's crew called technical institute were disabled. The search widens from Oz to Kyrgyzstan. Search widens the size of Australia. The store passengers reveal storm plane briefing. Objects linked to the 370 were spotted. Aircraft searching now 2,500 kilometers southwest of Perth. Poor weather complicates search. And a Norwegian ship reaches possible plane debris site. There's your update into the plane, the whole plane situation. That's stuff that actually. Actual stuff that exists. That's what we know. I'm not really enjoying any of these theories as well. I'm not really enjoying those simply because I just think that they don't really make much sense. I'm not going to believe anything until it actually comes out as hard facts. All we know is yes, the planes have been switched off, and yes, we know that. That's what we know. They're hard facts. We know that for sure. All this other stuff around it, we just don't know. That's a definite. Alrighty, holy cow, that went south pretty quickly. Where you can find the show, you can find the show at we have a weekend coming up, so I might be able to go do this put the show on iTunes. We do have another generic live show coming up tomorrow, I think, at around this time. So stay tuned for that. That'll be fun. Until then, chefwonder.squarespace.com/GLS, geek-io.com/GLS. We'll be back tomorrow for yet another. We'll be back to you for a yet another generic live show. Where we're going to look at headlines and more. Probably have a discussion point. And today's title, remember, is The Paint Chase Continues. That's the name of today's episode, because it does. Alrighty, everyone, thank you for joining me, and we'll see you all tomorrow for some more fun and games.
Investigative, talking from the trenches, clench at the later. With the cool cats, fiends, and scream, fuck the haters. This is QUAC, rounds take the tater. It's the LAMB in me. Species, beats like CDs in late 93. I speak so brief.
You're listening to a proud member of the Chef Wonder Podcast Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit chefwondermedia.com. Even fresher in 2014.
You have been listening to a part of the Geek.io Podcast Network.
Loud noises!
Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.
The pressure is building slowly, inexorably inside me. Oh my.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for you. Go figure out how it works.
Geek.io. Copyright 2014.
I want to get out of here. I want to leave this place right now.